Hello, everyone, and welcome to HIMSS 2026. I'm Charlie Clayton. I'm the Director of Sales from Honeybite, and I'm here with our founder and CTO, Eric Evans. Hello, Eric.
Hello, hello.
Great to see you here this morning. We are a firm that works in building secure environments for our customers in the cloud, and we work on a lot of regulated industries. So I'm here with Eric, and he's going to give us some of the inside scoop to what's going on in the business. So, Eric, I wanted to start out by maybe having you share with us what you think are the biggest security and compliance challenges that customers are going to be facing in the near term.
Absolutely. So with the advent of cloud, we have multiple services that are now being used at scale. We have data that is being used at scale that we have not seen before. And along with that, enormous growth, enormous potential in how we're currently seeing customers do AI, do machine learning, do analytics on this data. And with that, the innovation and speed of the cloud cannot be done with traditional compliance programs. So the compliance, governance, security is not being able to keep up with the speed of innovation. And innovation is not going to stop. That's where the business rubber meets the road. That's where the monetization happens. And balancing that with security and compliance requirements is extremely difficult, and organizations are not adapting fast enough.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Eric. So in my experience, a lot of companies, organizations out there are very early in their cloud adoption journey. And some are more mature than others, obviously, but everybody seems to be just kind of getting into it. So from a healthcare perspective, what are some, key things that you can kind of point out and share with me that are critical for them to look for as they start their cloud journey?
Absolutely. So having a secure environment from the beginning is essential. That's why one of our flagship products is actually Secure Landing Zones. It ensures that you have a place to house all of your cloud workloads. It's already compliant, has security controls built in, has all the logging, monitoring, access management, and so on, all built in so that you get off on the right foot with your security, and that gives you off the right foot with everything else that you're doing within the cloud. Establishing those security controls and governance from the beginning is essential for those that want to make the best use of the cloud.
Okay. So, the big thing obviously is Honeybite is a security focused organization. So when we're talking to our customers as they're moving stuff into the cloud, what is the biggest security threat, the biggest security gap that they're going to come across?
The biggest security gap is definitely the lack of governance and lack of security controls within environments. The lack of monitoring, visibility within the environments as well. On one hand, you have the innovators who just want to be able to do things within the cloud. They're like, hey, I want to spin up a high performance compute cluster, or I want to do an AI ML workload. I have all this data. The service is just a click away. I want to go ahead and do it. But then on the other side, you have the CISO's mandate, which is making sure we do not become the next news headline in a data breach. We cannot have any kind of leaking of PII, PHI, CUI, so on as well. And the biggest gap that exists there is the visibility between that, making sure that the CISO has the visibility that they need so that there can be governance, so that there can be some reaction anytime something goes wrong. So that I would say is definitely the largest gap that I am seeing within the environments today, which leads to cloud misconfigurations just running awry within the environment. A lot of times whenever we do an assessment, that's where we start, is understanding where those misconfigurations lie, where the lack of governance is, finding those gaps and getting folks to where they should be.
That's awesome. Thank you, Eric. So, there's a lot of organizations out there, obviously, that, are in the same business as Honeybite. But I wanted to kind of understand, what is Honeybite's approach to helping customers close these gaps?
We like to meet them where they're at. That's where you find the gaps. When we meet them where they're at, we know what the best practices already are, then we can figure out what the delta is. So our methodology is typically starting off with an assessment alongside understanding how folks are using their data. We look at it from a people, processes, and technology perspective, which means that not only do we handle the development and technology of these secure landing zones, infrastructure as code, automation, policy as code, zero trust, but we also work within understanding what the processes are around that. How does your organization utilize your data? How does your organization utilize the cloud? What change control processes do you have? What kind of policies and procedures are in place today, and are they being followed? And then from there, the people understanding where they're at, what their level of support is needed in running a cloud environment. Are they short staffed? Do they need additional help? And then upskilling them as much as possible and taking a collaborative approach, not just a set and forget approach, but a collaborative approach where we become their best friend in cybersecurity.
So I want to dig a little deeper there, just because of the competition in the marketplace, and you're the founder of the organization and you take this to heart, what would you say is or are Honeybyte's superpowers? Maybe, you know, one to three things that will really differentiate working with Honeybyte.
Absolutely. So we take a white glove collaborative approach. That's what I mean when I say our motto, which is your best friend in cybersecurity, playing on the dog pun, of course, shepherding folks through the compliance journey and so on as well. But definitely understanding what that means for their business. When they achieve something like HIPAA compliance, PCI DSS, FedRAMP CMMC, mm-hmm. what does that mean for their organization? Are they now unlocking new business opportunities because of that? And if so, how can we help them continue to do that from a security and compliance standpoint? One, meeting them where they're at, having that white glove service definitely makes the difference. Secondly, will be our technical capabilities. We do everything with automation first. We ensure that everything is done in a manner that other folks can pick it up, understand what we do. We show our work, in other words. So we're not going to do things with smoke and mirrors. We're not doing things within a black box, then throwing it over the wall. Instead, we're being, again, collaborative and transparent about how we're deploying security controls, implementing infrastructure within secure environments. And finally, third, will be our expertise within regulated industries. So our flagship products, such as Honeybyte PACS, which is our managed services model, where we have folks who undergo the training to understand secure and compliant workloads at an extreme depth, is making sure that we understand how to handle that correctly and not just have a one-size-fits-all solution for any kind of company. Secondly, ensuring that we have that in-depth expertise when it comes to healthcare, financial services, the defense industrial base, and other highly regulated industries.
Yep.
That require secure research environments, secure landing zones, and so on as well, without sacrificing their mission and what they're trying to accomplish.
And of course, you get to work with yourself and myself.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Which is a huge bonus, of course.
Huge bonus.
Now, some of, you know, Honeybyte has different partners. Our largest partner right now is AWS. Mm-hmm. And I just want to understand, how does Honeybyte work to leverage AWS to bring customers, you know, like bring everything to market, to scale? And, you know, what is that collaboration there that we can really, you know, accelerate adoption for the customer?
Absolutely. So our relationship with AWS, and we are currently an advanced tier partner, is extremely important in understanding that we work hand in hand with the account teams to understand the customer, what their current business is doing, why they're using AWS, and so on as well. Secondly, our expertise with AWS native solutions, such as GuardDuty, Security Hub, all these types of services, and ensuring that we're using native solutions and not just hodgepodging a bunch of third-party services together and complicating the situation, ensures that we utilize what is possible within the cloud first. And then from there, we'll understand, okay, what are the solutions that we need to put on there? From that, we're able to unlock a ton of benefits, which includes assistance from AWS team themselves, but also funding support. So if folks need assistance in doing a cloud migration, as an example, there's funding for that. Proof of concepts, there's funding for that. AI workloads, security workloads, those types of things that we do have competencies in, we have funding for that as well.
So Eric, without sharing names of any of our customers that we work with, I was wondering if you could kind of give a little bit of a narrative on some of the benefits that we bring to our customers by helping them deploy secure cloud environments.
Absolutely. The earlier they engage us, the better. I have been in a lot of environments where security was not the priority, and mm-hmm. they went and just organically grown the environment and then bolted security on at the end. Whenever that happens, implementation is not optimal. It's not in a way that produces scale. And so we're always chasing the goalposts as innovation happens within the cloud, as data is being used, as new workloads are being introduced. We're now trying to chase the target. It's a moving target in that kind of way. And engaging us early ensures that you're not chasing your tails. Secondly, ensuring that what is the mission? What is the goal of being within the cloud? Why? What were the alternatives and why were they rejected? Kind of look at it in a way from a scientific perspective. And so what we do as consultants and advisors, trusted advisors within the cloud, is taking our expertise within these fields and then understanding, hey, this is the reason why you may want to use this AWS service instead of going, you know, just lift and shift, you know, kind of architectures that are not cloud native. So our cloud native architecture expertise comes in and helps our customers from making decisions that may be done without knowing what the possibilities are of the cloud. A lot of times we have to do the art of the possibility as well.
Right.
So I have been guilty before of giving a lot of free samples within our pre-sales process just to ensure that customers understand what is possible within the cloud. But the reason we do that is to make sure that it's like, this is what's possible. This is what you're trying to do. Here's the services and how they're being put together. You have to see it to believe it.
Question around, you know, get your crystal ball out. And what trends do you see in the next, you know, few years in cloud security? Like, where's it going?
I see huge emphasis in governance. I see new governance frameworks coming up, especially around AI and data. Mm-hmm. We're seeing some of that already. We're seeing some frameworks out there. We're seeing standards when it comes to this. But governance is a lot more than just implementing security controls and doing checklists. Governance is understanding the what, who, how, and why we're doing things within the cloud. And this new technology that is coming in, AI, generative AI, and so on as well, is just now really beginning to see those practical use cases. And as those practical use cases mature, as the data sets that they're using go wider and wider, risk management around that is going to be extremely important. So definitely an emphasis on governance. Compliance automation is going to continue to run. So we're seeing a lot in the field, the new field, I should say, that has only emerged within the past few years of GRC engineering. We would definitely see companies embracing platforms that automate things like evidence collection, understanding security controls, third-party integrations, and understanding the flow of data and how things interact with each other in the cloud. Being able to understand and piece together a story, if you will, of what happens as your data traverses within your cloud environment.
So Eric, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing all your opinions. Absolutely. And all the hard work you've been doing. And I hope everybody's excited as I am to work with Hanabyte. And, you know, we're here for your cloud security needs. Thank you.
Thank you.